Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, King Judah 23 here. Last show of season 8. 12 days from now, we'll have season 9. We're gonna be kicking it out. It's kicking off real funky like. Yes, sir. Very excited. Want to talk to you guys about, if you see the title of this show, it's called Offerings. You know, and I've been battling this for the last couple of weeks, right? Of course, you know that, you know, I'm trying to do some new things with this podcast and everything, and do everything I can do to expand this podcast and expand this podcast radio network. And I've been running into some people. We had some conversations about offerings, and matter of fact, one of my good friends, we were just talking about over the phone about offering. And I told him, I said, show me a scripture that says the Most High wants you to give 10% of your income. I want somebody, I challenge anybody, pull up in these scriptures right now and show me where it says 10% of your income you must give to the Most High. We're going to go to some scriptures today, man. This is going to be a scripture show because people have been fooled. People have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, ran amok. And we can no longer, as men and children of Yah, men and children of Yahweh, continue, let this foolishness continue to keep happening without saying anything. I'm not going to be on the highways and byways. I'm not going to be on the street corners. I'm not going to argue with anybody about what the Most High says in His Word. I see these guys on the highways and byways. And before we get to the scriptures, I want to say this. I've been watching. And a lot of those brothers, they are absolutely, like I said before, those brothers, man, they're authentic, man. The guys on the highways and byways putting in the real work. Not the elders, Nathan, not those guys, not your elders, okay? Because they're getting paid by the Ashkenazes. Yes, they're getting paid by the Ashkenazes. The Ashkenazes are paying their salary, okay? And they also are paying them to keep you, men and children of Yahweh, confused. Now, they want to go out here and say that blacks, Latinos, and natives, which is the American Indian, are the 12 tribes of Israel. First of all, let's just stop with the foolishness right there. All 12 tribes of Israel are Negro. Okay? I'm going to say this one more time for the people in the back, because some people are really slow, okay? Beep, beep, slow buzz, right? All 12 tribes of Israel are Negro, okay? Why are the people on the highways and byways continuing to say that Latinos and American Indian, first of all, the real American Indian are Negroes. See, and that's the thing that kills me about what's really going on in our society, is that I understand how the brothers and the highways and byways are speaking scripture. They're speaking truth. Yeah, they're speaking real truth, man. They are speaking real ish out here. But what is killing them is the fact that their elders are telling them to say this and say that, and they are being paid to keep you what? Asleep. They are getting paid to keep you from understanding the real truth. And the real truth is all 12 tribes of Israel are Negro. Now, let's go into the so-called Latino and Spaniards, okay? Colombians, true. Afro-Colombians are Judah. Afro-Mexicans are Judah. Argentinians are Negro. Afro-Cubans are Negro. Afro-Puerto Ricans are Negro. Afro-Dominicans are Negro. I want to say this one more time. Or Judah, I'm sorry. They are all Judah if you have Afro in front of it. Let's go into the American Indians because I'm not going to go in too deep into it. If you want to go and listen, go listen to Yash Karah. But I'm not going to go too deep into it right now. But one day we will go into it. One day we will have a conversation about this. One day we will be talking about this. The American Indians are black. Yes. The American Indians are black. Some of us is already here in America. Yes. Some of us was already here in the land of Babylon. Yes. So when I keep hearing, oh, all Dominicans, all Cubans, all Puerto Ricans, all Mexicans are Judah, you are misleading the people. Because most Latinos, and I hate to say this, and there was a book that was actually written back in 1945, 46, something like that. And it was called The Whitewashing of Latin America. They purposely had people of Caucasian and Spaniard descent to go into Latin America and to sleep with their with their women and to lighten Latin America, because they knew that the original Puerto Ricans, the original Dominicans, the original Cubans, the original everything was Negro. Yes. We were the original everything. So I do not understand these brothers in the highways and byways sitting up talking about all Cubans, all Dominicans, all Argentinians, all of Latin America are Judah. That is a lie. That's a lie. If there's an Afro in front of that person, if that person's Afro-Cuban, Afro-Colombian, Afro-Dominican, Afro-Puerto Rican, they are Judah, but all 12 tribes of Judah are Negro. They are there is, because most Latinos today have over 52% of European bloodline. They're not Judah. Now I'm gonna say this. Now I will say this. They are Gentiles. Yes, they are Gentiles. There will be some Gentiles that will rot with Judah. Yes, that is true. There will be, excuse me. There will be Gentiles that's going to rot with the Hebrews. That will be true. But we got to stop telling the lies that every Cuban, every Mexican, every Dominican, every Puerto Rican is going to be Jew. That's a lie. Well, most of Latin America have over 52% of European in their bloodline. That's facts. How they Jew and they got European in them? Come on now. 1946, a man wrote a book, and I forgot the author's name. A matter of fact, after these scriptures, I may pull it up. Yeah, I may pull it up after these scriptures here. But they purposely went into Latin America and they purposely lightened the skin tone of Latin America. Do you understand? Before 1950s and the 1960s and 70s, most Latinos were dark-skinned? Yes. Most were dark-skinned. They were dark as hell. Matter of fact, hold for one moment. When I get to these scriptures, we're gonna stick to these scriptures here, okay? Hold on for one moment. Hold on. Hold on for one moment. I apologize. There you go, right here. The whitening of Latin America. Okay, there you go. So, Black Keith Moore was enacted in national policies of many Latin American countries at the turn of the 20th century. In most cases, these policies promoted European migration as means to whiten the population. Come on now. Come on. Most of Latin America were Negroes. But when they enacted these laws for Europeans to go into Latin America and to sleep with their women and to what? Have children. Now, all of a sudden, that bloodline, the children of that bloodline is not Judah. You'll never be royalty. So stop with the bullcrap, people. Stop with the bullcrap, the brothers in the highways and byways. Stop it. All of Latin America is not Judah. No. If they have Afro in front of their names, guess what? They are Judah. But if they don't have Afro in front of their name, they're not Judah. I really don't get it. I really don't understand it. And then you teaching everybody on the corners this crap. Now, instead of the churches misleading them, now you're misleading them. And again, I'm not trying to disrespect the brothers on the highways and byways. The pastors in the church, they know they are misleading the people. They know that. They know they ain't shit. But you are going out here on the highways and byways being taught by your elders. First of all, you're not supposed to double honor your elder. That's number one. They're not the most high. But we're not even going to go into that. But what we will get into is the fact that you are misleading people. You don't even know it. You are misleading people. That's all I got to say about that. Now, let's go on to Genesis 8 and 20. Now, again, let's go to Genesis 8 and 20 here. Okay. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings unto the altar. Again, where's the 10% at? Where's the 10%? I'm still asking people right now, where's the 10% at? Let's read it again. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took every clean beast, every clean animal, every clean fowl, that's chickens, turkeys, right? And offered burnt offerings unto the altar. That means he cooked them so people can eat. Is that something about 10% of your income? Is that 10% of your income? I'm still asking that question. Is that still 10% of your income? No, it's not. Let's go into Exodus 10 and 25. Let's do this right here. And Moses says, thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. First of all, he's not a God. He's an entity. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the Most High. But we're gonna give them what they give. We're gonna go what they give us right now, right? And Moses said, thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. He is saying that, please, please give us your sacrifices, your burnt offerings. Give it to us. So we may sacrifice unto the Lord. That's what he's saying. Let's go to 26:2. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not have a hoof or be left behind, for thereof must we take service the Lord our God, and we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we tether. This is all about serving the Most High, not serving your pockets. So when you hear somebody like Juanita Bynum, saying that the Lord told me to ask 21 people for $1,000. That's a man talking to you. That's a woman talking to you. First of all, why anybody ain't supposed to be talking to no, be preaching to no man anyway? The Most High said that. Can we, matter of fact, hold on for one moment. We're going to go into that. Hold for one moment. Hold on. I'm trying to pull something up right now. I apologize. We'll go back to that in a minute. Let's go to Exodus. We still on offerings now, okay? Let's go to Exodus 20, 24. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice there are my burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep, thy oxen, in all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee and will bless thee. Come on now. Again, where is the 10% at? It seems like to me, every scripture that talks about offerings is to serve the Most High so he can serve others. Again, where does the 10% go in these scriptures? They don't. Exodus 24 and 5. Let's do this right here. And he sent young men of the children of Israel. Come on. Hold on. Who the children of Israel? The Negroes. Damn. But anyway, which offered burnt offering and sacrifice peace offering of oxen unto the Lord. Everything they have offered to the Most High has been animal or intangible goods. Not no tax dollars and cents. I'm going to say that one more time. Let's do it again. And he sent young men of the children of Israel, which offered burnt offering and sacrifice peace offerings of oxen unto the Lord. When you know you have sinned against the Most High, when you know you have done wrong against the Most High, you send peace offerings. I apologize, y'all. Here you go. Where does it say I have to give $21,000, $1,000 out of my pocket to Juanita Bynum and her ministry? Where does that say that? Come on, man. Exodus 29, 28. Let's do this right here. And it shall be Aaron and his sons by the statute of ever of the children of Israel. Again, that comes up again. Children of Israel. The Negroes. For it has a offering and shall have been offered from the children of Israel of a sacrifice of their peace offerings, even have offered unto the Lord. Exodus 32 and 6. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and bought peace offerings, and the people sat down and ate and drank and rose up to play. Come on, man. Everything they have given as an offering was no tax dollars and cents. Back then, the biblical day, they didn't even have Federal Reserve notes. They didn't have that. They had shekoy. That was silver pieces. They had shekoy. But did you even hear anything about them even giving shekoy or silver pieces? No. They didn't do that. Exodus 36 and 3. And they had received of Moses all the offering, which is the children of Israel brought for the work of the servants of the sanctuary, to make it with them, and they have brought yet unto them free offerings every morning. Come on, man. They ain't saying, hey, bring me $100, bring me $200, $300, $400, $500, $20 yen. They didn't have all that back in the biblical days. So when a pastor tells you to your face, would a man rob God? You already know in the back of your mind he's full of shit. That's facts. Leviticus 2 and 3. And the remnant of the meat offering shall be Aaron and his sons. It is a thing of the most holy of the offering and the Lord made by fire. Leviticus 2 and 10. And that which is left of the meat offering shall be Aaron and his son. It is a thing most holy of the offerings of the Lord made by fire. Leviticus 2 and 13. And every obligation of thy meat offering shall be seasoned with salt, neither shall not suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God. First of all, he's not a God, he's an entity, but we'll move on. To be a lacking of from my meat offering, which from with all the tithe offerings thou shalt offer salt. They offer salt, they offer oxen, they offer sheep, they offer animals. What have ever been in these scriptures that say money? I'm going to keep reading. Leviticus 4 and 10. Let's keep going. As it was taken off the bullock of the sacrifice of peace offerings, and the priest shall burn them upon the altar of the burnt offering. Sometimes people will come and they will have a pig. And a priest will burn that pig in front of everybody and say, hey, this is going up to you, Yah. This is you, Yah. Here you go. Again, what part of this says 10% of my income is going and serve Yah? When Yah already says, I have land of milk and honey. I have streets paved of gold. What the hell did he want with your little raggedy ass $100, $200 for? And he's got everything that you ever want. He's got way more things waiting for you than you can ever imagine on this side of the planet. Let's move on. Leviticus 4 and 26. And he shall burn all his fat upon the altar as the fat of the sacrifice of peace offerings, and the priest shall make an annulment for him as concerning his sin and shall be forgiven him. Come on, man. So when you gave an offering, it was for you to be forgiven for the sin that you committed. If you was a child of Yah and you knew you fall short of the Most High, you gave an offering. It wasn't, when a man robbed God, the Lord told me to for everybody to give $50. What did that say in these scriptures? Leviticus 4 and 31. He shall take away all the fat thereof as the fat is taken away off the sacrifice of peace offering, and the priest shall burn it upon the altar of sweet savour unto the Lord, and the priest shall make an annulment for him, and it shall be forgiven. It shall be forgiven him. They pretty much were saying we fabricating. I'm a culinarian, so I apologize. Fabrication is chopping and slicing and dicing and all the other stuff of animals. You know how you break a chicken down? That's called fabrication. That's fabricating. Okay, that's so I'm gonna give you a culinary word of the day: fabricating. Fabricate is to break meat down, break things down. Okay, so he pretty much is breaking down and fabricating, breaking things down. The meats, and he's burning it. He's actually cooking it. So that person shall be forgiven. And what they gonna do at the end of the burning? They're gonna eat it. They're gonna eat it. It's amazing to me, but we'll move on. Hold on. Leviticus 4 and 35, and he shall take away all the fat thereof. The fat of the lamb is taken away from the sacrifice of the peace offerings, and the priest shall burn them upon the altar according to the offerings made unto the Lord, and the priest shall make an annulment for his sins, and he shall be committed, and he shall be forgiven him. All this stuff here is for so you can be forgiven. So you can be forgiven. All this. Peace offerings, all this stuff is coming because you have fallen short of the Most High. Why you think he sent his son Yahweh being Yahweh to come die? Because a lot of people didn't have those offerings. They didn't. So Yahweh was like, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to give everybody a chance. Yahweh be Yahweh. Go down, die for the sins. Because the fact of the matter is that you had some people that was they had enough money, they had enough crops, they had enough offerings to sacrifice. But some people didn't have enough offerings to sacrifice. But they want Yah to forgive them. So Yah figured this out and said, well, I'm gonna send my son Yahweh be Yahweh to die here to die so everybody can be forgiven. Now you ain't gotta give no offerings. You see what I'm saying? But now the pastor took this and said, oh, okay, we can apply it to financial. Again, I have read about 10 scriptures to you so far, and not one time has offered any kind of money, any kind of monetary value, any kind of financial value. Not one time. Leviticus 6 and 12, and the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it and shall not be put out, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering upon it and ordered upon it, and he shall burn there the fat of the peace offerings. Again, where does it say we're going to give out money? It doesn't say that. Because man turned around and took it. He turned around and took it and said, oh, we can, okay, well, most people are not going to read the scriptures anyway. Most people are not going to break down these scriptures anyway. We could play them. Okay, now we can say, would a man rob God and give out a scripture and fool the people and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to give my 10% to the Lord. See? And this is how you get T.D. Jakes. This is how you get Creflo Dollars. This is how you get Kenneth Copeland's. This is how you get these devils and these demons to sit up there and play with the word of Yah. They play with the word of Yah to get rich. Then get caught in sex scandals. Come on, man. And by the way, while we on that, it's not just T.D. Jakes involved in it. TDJ's is just not, he's not the only one involved. He's the first one that got caught. He's the first one that got called out on it. But Benny Hinn, Kenneth Copeland, Creflo Dollar, they're all in sex trafficking. They all have homosexual encounters. Joe Osteen is involved in human trafficking. He's also involved in homosexual activities. But see, when you don't read the word, when you don't read this word, when you don't break down these words, you don't break down these scriptures the way I'm breaking them down, and you just go to church once a week, and you just listen to a man or listen to a woman say any old thing out the word, and you believe it, and you give out $200-$300 for the offering, and you think you good, you know you're not good. Why you think most Christians, they get out of church and go right to the club? Come right out of church and go right into the damn club. Leviticus 6 and 17. It shall not be baked in with leaven. I have given unto them for their portion of their offering made by fire, as holy, as the sin offering, as a trespasser's offering. I'm going to go to Leviticus 6 and 18 right here. Hold on for one moment. All the males among the children of Aaron shall eat it, and it shall be a solitude forever in your generations concerning the offerings of the Lord made by fire. Everyone that touches them shall be holy. Come on, man. So pretty much the scriptures are saying, after the priest burnt and everything is burnt, that your children, when they touch it, they're going to be holy. Hold for one minute. Hold on. apologize about that. Anyway. So all the males among the children of Aaron shall eat it. Think about that. When you eat the burnt offering, you'll become holy. Again, what does it say? Money. What does it say? Gold or diamonds or jewelry or a fast car or nice suits or a private jet. Doesn't say any of these things. Leviticus 7 and 11. I'm done after this. And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he shall offer unto the Lord. Come on, man. We're done. We're done with the scriptures right now. But stop being so damn stupid. Start breaking down these scriptures yourself. And when you start breaking down these scriptures yourself, I promise you, you're going to get a whole new revelation. But I'm going to tell you something right now, and I hate to say this. 85 to 90% of people are not going to fucking read the scriptures. 85 to 90% of people are not going to fucking read, period. Can we keep it real here today? We're on the Jewel of Life podcast today. Because this is the last show of season 8. You thought this is the new year. No, this ain't no new year. By the Hebrew calendar, September is the new year. But even with September, the calendar, listen, all these calendars, all this math, all these, the time, it's all was bought by the Roman Empire, by Caesar. Caesar was a master mathematician. He was a master at that. He can break down any kind of number. He can break down anything. Come on now, come on. Let's talk about this today. You follow time. Oh, I gotta be there at 1 o'clock. I gotta be there at 3 o'clock. I gotta be there at 10 a.m. I gotta be there at 9 o'clock. I gotta be at work at 8. With the Most High, there was no such thing as time. There was no such thing as 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. You know how the biblical men figure out what time it was during the day? By the sun. He looked up at the sun and he knew what time it was. So how come all this 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock crap? It's bullshit. That's a man again. A man is trying to tell you what time it is. A man trying to tell you this, that, or third. That's a man. And not a holy man either. But anyway, I am done. I had to do a little small thing, man. Please, January 14th is 12 days away. I want you to understand what I'm about to tell you. We are about to open up something brand freaking new. We're about to expand this thing, man. We're about to be on Twitch. We're still here on Spotify, okay? But we are about to explode this entire thing. Within the next 12 days, I'm going to be doing a lot of promotions on my Facebook, a lot of promotions on my Instagram. I'm telling you now, guys, on my YouTube as well. Also, YouTube, I'm glad I brought that up. YouTube is Empire Network. EMPIRENETWORK. You on YouTube, I have several videos I uploaded. And for the new subscribers, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I will continue to do what the Most High is telling me to do. But my platform is about to be expanded. We're about to expand this thing, man. 2024 is going to be the year of Jewel of Life podcast. But I'm going to tell you something right now before I go. 2024 is going to be the year of judgment. I already said it on my other show, but 2024 is going to be a crazy year. Just be ready. As a man and woman of Yah, you should not even be shocked at this stuff anymore. You shouldn't even blink an eye at this stuff no more. The Most High is pissed off and he's letting people know right now. So I'm letting people know, 2024, you're going to see a lot of death. 2024, you're going to see a lot of judgment happen. A lot of people are going to be in these hospitals. They're going to be suffering. They're going to be broke. They're going to be poor. I'm telling you, 2024 is going to be a year. But if you keep Yah's name high, if you keep him high, if you keep him high, I promise you, he's not going to fail you. He is not going to fail you. I have a homeboy right now. Shout out to my homeboy. Him and his wife just got a new car. He just got his license. He's elevating. Do you know how much that makes me? That makes me feel good, man. It makes me feel good to see another brother elevating, man. Him and his old lady, along with his sister-in-law, they built a business, man. They doing great things, man, because they keep what? Yah first. They keep Yah first, man. They keep Yah first, bro. But you're going to see a lot of people that have been shitting on people all this time, been envious of people all this time, talking crap about people all this time, thinking they better than the next motherfucker. You're going to start seeing a lot of people suffer, man. I'm telling you, just get ready for it. You're going to be like, damn, everybody's fucking suffering? No, not everybody is suffering, just the 2/3. Because Yah is coming with judgment now. Look at all these YouTube streams of all these funerals. All these funerals are being streamed, live streamed on YouTube now. And guess what? Most of them are Negroes. Woo! Oh, wait a minute. Time out. Time on the way out. What? Most of these YouTube videos that are being streamed of these funerals, majority of them are black folks. Yes. Majority of them are black. And you know why? Majority of them are black because now the Most High is saying, okay, I got to start separating the 2/3 from the 1/3. Man, I am telling you right now, a lot of the 1/3, I am telling you right now, they're going to take over this bitch. In 2022, the International Courts told the United States government to give the land back to the indigenous. They said in 2022, and I'm telling you, why you think they're coming on all these diseases now? Now they got the flu back. Now the flu's back killing people now. Now they got a deadlier, a more deadly, potent COVID. Now they got respiratory diseases and viruses now. They're coming with any and everything not to give the indigenous and the 1/3 their land back, but it's not gonna work. 2/3 of black folks will fall. That is true. 2/3 of black folks will fall. 2/3 of black folks gonna be looking for FEMA. 2/3 gonna be looking for Joe Biden, Donald Trump to save them. 2/3 will be looking for that. But the 1/3 gonna be like, nah, we got Yah. Don't worry about it. Peace and favor to you, because the Most High gives favor. Satan blesses. Why you think Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj get up there? I want to thank God, for this is a blessing. Woo, come on. But they are not talking about the God that you think they're talking about. They're talking about the Baphomet. The God of the Baphomet. The God with man and women parts. Yes, all that. That's who they celebrate. They're not celebrating Yah, Yah to him and his son Yahweh being Yahweh. They know not to mention their names. They know they are forbidden to say Yahweh. Why do you think they almost took Kyrie Irving's contract from him for saying Yah? Woo! Come on. Y'all better get right, man. Y'all better get right. That's all I gotta say, man. Y'all better get right today. Y'all better get right. That's all I gotta say, man. You better get right today. You better start asking Yah for a vision to see you through. You better ask Yah, please forgive me. I repent, because now 2024, things are going to get real. See, everybody out here celebrating, oh, Happy New Year, let's get drunk, let's get fucked up, girl. Yeah, girl, let's do it, bitch. Yeah, I know. And don't have not one fucking clue. Not one fucking clue. Not one. Anyway, peace and favor to you. The Most High gives favor. Satan blesses. Peace. One love. January 14th. We're going to do this thing right. Talk to you later.